In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How often do we feel lost? Or how often do we feel confused as if we don't know where we're going? We don't know what our path is. How often does that thought overtake our minds? Does not knowing who we are and where we're going, does that give us a lot of anxiety? Maybe we're afraid because of expectations from outsiders, expectations from family. Expectations from friends. Right? We feel pressured to be somebody that the world expects us to be. And a lot of that can cause confusion in our minds and how we think. Right? It might cause a lot of worry. Fear, pain, right? These things may overtake us. And it's funny because this gospel passage that we read today shows us that all we need to know, all we need to know our paths is Jesus himself. Right, this confusion, this anxiety, these troubled hearts that we have all come from the world, all come from worldly expectations. And yet they bother us. They consume so much of our time. It changes the way that we act, how we treat others sometimes, or how we live our lives. And Jesus opens up John chapter 14 with, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." Is it that simple? Is it that simple to just listen to the words of God? To be comforted by them? Because what Jesus is really saying here, he's saying, let not your hearts be troubled, just believe in me. Right? Just rely on me. Be confident that I can give you what you need. That's exactly what Christ does. He gives us what we need. And what we need is enough. What we need satisfies our hearts. What we need takes away all fear, all pain, all anxiety. He wants us to rely on him. He wants us to go to him when we need something, not anyone else. So what do we have to do? Well, we have to have a consistent response to faith. Right? That's full of confidence. That a heart that truly believes in God and what he can do for us. It's not this confidence in ourselves. Right? When we have this pride, this understanding of life where we think we can do it all, we can take care of ourselves. Again, that's where we think we can live up to those worldly expectations. And anxiety appears and all the other things that are linked with it. But our confidence is in God, that he can provide for us what we need and ultimately save us. His salvation is what we need. His saving grace is what we need. We need to go to heaven. We need to experience heaven. That's all we need. What else are we going to live our lives for if not that? Because if it's not that, it's wasteful. If it's not that, it's damnation. That's the other option. So God wants to save us, so let's let Him save us. Let's not be troubled by the things of the world, but let us have hope and confidence in who God is and what He does for us. Let us love Him with all our hearts. Let's believe that Jesus will do what He says He will do. He takes care of us. Worry us, really occupy our minds. The things that should really worry us is whether or not we're going to be saved. But even that can be conquered as well. Because belief in God, belief in His church, belief in the saving power of the sacraments is what will save us. At the very end of this gospel passage, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father." So if we allow God to save us, if we seek Him and believe in Him, He then lives in us. And when God dwells in us and is a part of us, then we do the works that God does to the rest of humanity. So you and I, who have been saved, you and I who cling to Christ, can share that with others, that saving power. The works He's speaking about is salvation, is the fruits of repentance. So brothers and sisters, there's a lot at stake here. Life is difficult, life can be troublesome, but there really is no need to worry if we have Christ. So we ask God for the grace to seek Him always, to love Him always, to be obedient to Him always. And when we go to Christ and we find the Father, we find the love of the Holy Family, the love of the Holy Trinity, He will transform us to live as He lives and to give as He gives. Amen.